Lucas swimmer for the USA is Derek Torres, and Torres has taken second place right away. USA with Torres swimming the anchor leg wins the bronze medal.
What were your thoughts? You're on the blocks. You're a little bit behind the East Germans. Do you think you had a chance to catch her?
No, I think they're a little too far out ahead, but I just gave my best shot.
Swimmer Dara Torres won 12 Olympic medals, the first when she was 17, the last when she was 41. But success in the pool early on in her career hid struggles with a serious eating disorder. And she talks about that in depth for the first time in a documentary that airs tonight on the SEC Network. It's called Once Upon a Comeback. Dara Torres joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me. Gosh, my voice sounded so young there. I don't even know which year that was, but it had been a long time ago.
Well, you were young. I mean, the film opens with your comeback ahead of the Olympics in Beijing in 2008, but I want to start way back where you did. How did you get into swimming in the first place, Dara?
Well, I have four older brothers, and I was very competitive from the minute I was born. It was like, who could be the first one in the car? Who could be the first one done at the dinner table? Just always competing with them. Whatever they would do, I would do. So the minute they started on a swim team, and my mom had me in the stands, that didn't go very well because I had a lot of energy. And I think back then they called it hyperactivity, but I'm sure I had ADD. And she put me in the pool just to get the energy out and not have it, you know, all around her and just focus it somewhere. So I started swimming and just fell in love with the sport.
So always wanted to be first, competitive as anyone around. Did it come easy for you at first?
It really did. I really could just get up on the starting blocks and do the start into the water and swim fast and no big deal. And I think that all changed when I started to notice changes in my body, started to become more of a woman and realize that I actually have to work hard to be fast. It's just not, doesn't come easy anymore.
Well, the University of Florida had a great swimming program, and that's where you went to college. You were incredibly successful there, too. But that's where the trouble started. There was a lot of pressure from your coaches, especially your coach, Randy Reeves, to lose weight. I want to ask you about that pressure. How did that pressure turn into an eating disorder at that time, Dara?
Well, you know, in all fairness to Randy and the other coaches there, this was the 80s. They didn't really know a lot about eating disorders. I didn't tell them I had an eating disorder, so I kept it hidden from them. What happened was, we had a coach who believed that if you looked intimidating on the starting blocks, you would intimidate your competitors. So he thought we should weigh a certain amount. And each week we had to sort of make weight, I guess you should say, and he would weigh us. And if we didn't make weight, we had to do extra workouts. Well, for me personally, having come from a background where I've never trained like that before in my life, to have to do extra workouts was just, that wasn't going to happen for me. And one thing kind of led to another. I sort of got in this habit of binging and purging in my freshman year. And that's kind of how it all started and just sort of snowballed from there.
You talk about the coaches weighing you. I mean, the coaches weighed the girls right there on the pool deck. As you describe in the film, I mean, sometimes these girls would just break down in tears right there if they didn't make weight. This was intense pressure.
It definitely was a lot of pressure. But you have to remember, it wasn't something that they put on us. Like, I put that pressure on me. I am a pleaser. I need to please everyone. I need to please my coaches. My coach, this coach in particular, is really the only coach who wasn't the most complimentary coach. Like, if he said something positive to you, then you knew you really did something great. And I wasn't used to that. So I just wanted to do what he wanted us to do, which was to make weight. And I couldn't do it just by not eating. It's like I had to find another way to do it. And this is all on me. And I take full responsibility for it. But yes, it was something that I wasn't used to in that type of environment.
So the binging and the purging, the eating disorder essentially overtook your entire life, your entire psyche. And as you say in the film, it led you to a very, very dark place.
It did. And it was probably the darkest time of my life. It's funny because I had someone recently interview me and ask me, you know, if you didn't have that eating disorder, would things have been a lot different? And, you know, for me, if I hadn't had that going on and I had happened to win the medal that I wanted to win back in college, I wouldn't have been in the sport as long as I was. So it was obviously a very dark time in my life, and I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. But yet I learned a lot from it, and it made me the person who I am today.
In the film, you go back years later and you speak to the women's swim team at Florida. I want to play a clip of what you told them.
The reason why I'm talking about this to you guys is because there are a lot of young women who have issues like this, whether it's being bulimic, anorexic, or just having a fear of food because you don't want to gain weight. The biggest advice I would give any of you, if any of you are experienced or know anyone who's experienced it, is to don't be afraid to talk about it.
So eventually, Dara, you recognized that you did indeed need help. Tell us how you started the process of healing.
Well, I tried to talk to a male team doctor about it, and I think he didn't know. This is while I was at UF. I don't think he knew like how to deal with that or what to say. So next time I ended up seeing him at a practice or whatever it was, he handed me this information on eating disorders, and that was that. There was nothing else talked about. And so I still was kind of stuck. And so that is a big advice, is to talk about it. And it took me until after I graduated college, my mom had asked me to go get a physical, and the doctor who was giving me the physical at the end of the physical started asking me all these questions. And one of them was, have you ever binged and purged? And I said, no. And then I left, and I felt so guilty that I lied to her, that I had to call her and say, okay, yeah, actually I do have a problem. And I'm sorry that I lied to you about this. And then that's when the first step was opening up about it. And it was a huge relief, although I knew I had a lot of work to do after that, but it was a huge relief to get it off my shoulders after 4 years of only me knowing that I had this issue.
So you kept swimming, the Olympics in 1988 in Seoul, Barcelona in 1992, Sydney in 2000. And then in your 40s, you are pregnant, Dara, and you start training for the 2008 Olympics. Why again? What more did you have to prove?
Well, I really was strictly swimming when I got pregnant, just for exercise. And then I got asked to swim in a meet, and I did that about 3 weeks after I had Tessa, and that was fine. And then I got asked to swim in another meet, and I swam in that. And then I started getting peer pressure of people saying, God, it wouldn't be great to see a middle-aged person in the Olympic Games. And, you know, I thought about it, and I love challenges, and I thought, wow, you know, this would be cool one day to share with my daughter if I try to do this. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, I look at working parents out there as this inspiration of being great parents, but still going out there and working. And I thought, well, why can't I do that? And so I gave it a shot. I had no idea what was going to happen. But the moment that I told myself I was going to do this, I had the thought in my head that I was going to win a gold medal. And that I kept that thought with me every single day for the almost 2 years after that I trained for the Olympic trials and Olympic Games. And I really think the power of positive thinking can play a role in what you do in your life.
Well, and you won 3 silver medals in Beijing. And then in 2012, you tried to qualify for a 6th Olympic team, but you didn't make it. Did you leave the sport satisfied, Dara?
You know, I really did. It's funny because when I got out of the pool after those Olympic trials and I missed the team by 9/100ths of a second, I looked in the stands. I saw my daughter crying and I saw my mom crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go over and console them. And you know, my mom, obviously she was upset because she's my mom and she wanted to see me, you know, make another Olympic team. But my daughter, I'm like, Tessa, what's wrong? Are you okay? She's like, now I don't get to go to London and see Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's starting way too early, you know? So it was kind of funny. It was a little bit of a role reversal of, you know, me having to console my mom, but I was okay. I knew that the time that I did Olympic trials at my 6th Olympic trials was the second fastest time I've ever done at trials, but the girls are getting faster and I couldn't give it anything else. I gave it all I had.
Speaking of your daughter, Tessa, she's 15, right?
14, yes.
14. So I'm curious what you tell your daughter about body image and the problems you experienced as a youth.
I continuously tell her how beautiful she is on the inside and out, and not to base, you know, everything off of food and, you know, just to make sure that you, when you eat, you want to eat stuff that, you know, you're maybe not supposed to have, eat it in smaller portions and you'll be fine.
That's an important message for all of us. That's a former Olympic swimmer, Olympic Hall of Famer, and mom, Dara Torres. She's the subject of the SEC story documentary, Once Upon a Comeback, that airs on the SEC network tonight. Dara Torres, all the best to you. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.